This is the first time the World Food Program is working through food vouchers in Africa. It's targeting more than 120,000 people in the Burkinabe capital, Ouagadougou, who have access to staples such as millet and sorghum, but cannot afford them because their price is up more than 25% from last year.
We have markets in urban area that are functioning properly. You have food on the market, but it's still unaffordable for the poorest.
WFP spokeswoman for West Africa, Stephanie Savaro, says each qualifying low-income family receives up to 6 vouchers a month. Each voucher is worth about $3 and can be redeemed at small shops that signed up for the program.
They show their voucher to the shop and they get vegetable oil, maize, sugar, salt, and also soap bars. Because one thing that came out of an evaluation last year is that people were so poor that they even had to buy soap bars on credit.
Retailers are paid back through a local microfinance company that's partnering with the World Food Program, helping to boost the local economy, especially in poorer areas of the capital where business was down because people could not afford to shop.
The shopkeepers were also a victim of this situation, and that's the point, to try to get, you know, different actors to benefit from that.
Last year's steep rise in food prices was especially hard on landlocked countries such as Burkina Faso, where higher transportation costs added to the increase. Savaro says the temporary voucher program gives lower-income people in Burkina Faso the chance to act on longer-term economic opportunities instead of focusing on the daily search for affordable food.
They will have for the next 6 months vouchers to give them food, and that might also give them some free time, maybe, you know, to either develop a business or do something else, or maybe look for a job. Because basically for some people it has just become a very difficult struggle just to get up in the morning and think about what they were going to eat and how they are going to feed their families.
Catholic Relief Services and the Burkinabe Red Cross helped identify those who'd benefit most from the food vouchers. The French government financed much of the technical support for the program, which is also funded through contributions from the Burkinabe government and Saudi Arabia. The second round of vouchers begins later this month. The program will eventually expand to Burkina Faso's second city of Bobo-Dioulasso, where about 60,000 people are expected to receive vouchers. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.